Introducing the Hackcast.
Welcome, listeners, to HC Over 3, the Hackcast show where it's only me. I am your only host, Perry, and this is episode... He's trying to find it. This is episode 16, probably. It's the latest one I should probably have. Joining me today, we have the Food Tipster. How you doing, Tipster? He says stuff and things. Okay, whilst we wait for him to prepare his amazing food tip, let's open up the internet and find out what's been going on in the news today. The Norwegian Air Force has said an F-16 fighter jet accidentally fired a hail of bullets at its own control tower during target practice. Air Force spokesperson Major Stian Roen said the aircraft was supposed to fire at a simulated target on the airfield, but something went wrong, and the jet instead fired at a lookout tower near three military personnel earlier this month. Something went wrong. What? What do you call these things in America, Food Tipster? Tsunami buoy or buoy? You call them buoys? That's ridiculous. They're called buoys, aren't they? So, isn't it a silent U? According to the US government's National Data BUOY Center, some type of event in the ocean off the New Jersey coast triggered a tsunami. BUOY. The BUOY recorded sudden changes in water depth of 55 meters, that's 180 feet, in a matter of seconds. The depth changed in 15 seconds. According to the geological survey, there had not been any earthquake in the area, which might account for such a sudden dramatic change in ocean depth. And it's possible that the cable to the ocean floor was snagged by a submerged submarine, which dragged it below the surface, then allowed it to pop up when it became free. But they're not certain. NASA, however, have advised that a small meteor could have impacted the ocean in that area from the Lyrid meteor shower, which peaked last night. Normally, the small meteors from this annual event never make it to the surface of Earth. They usually burn up in our atmosphere before reaching the ground. However, it is possible that a small meteor, perhaps the size of a softball, what's a softball? I'm told it's smaller than a baseball, made it to the ocean and upon impact at 14,000 miles per hour, would cause quite a localized wave. There is no way to verify this possibility. Apparently a softball is green. So is it not just like a tennis ball? Okay, so apparently a softball is bigger than a baseball. This just in. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the future episodes with future hosts or guest hosts or stuff. See you then. Bye.